It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Misfire there.
It seems good talent is hard to find.
Go to... Move on.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
It sits in a gated enclave.
Enclave?
Enclave.
Enclave.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Sharknado.
You're doing great.
Thank you.
Wait a minute.
Embarrassing.
One of the smartest linguistic people that I know just got enclave wrong.
Enclave?
Yeah, enclave. I got my syllables mixed up.
You're doing great. Seriously.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Tip.
There's a classic key break. And the emergency break of the week is brought to us by Classic BMW. Longtime Friday tradition, we give you three candidates of wheels off moments. And you get the vote on it at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one is Miss Julie from last Friday. She was filling in for Jake doing noon to three with Dan. And this one, this is another candidate, I would say, for a slowed down conversation. Dan is asking one of those questions, trying to get the word animated from somebody. Turns out Julie attempts it. She tried to say animated, but it sure sounded like she said something that I've never heard of before.
So Pepe Le Pew has been yanked from the movie or just cut on the cutting room floor. They did film it. Or put it together. I don't know how you do a cartoon. You film a cartoon? I don't know. No. Help me out, Julie. Dumb zone.
It's been animated. You film it.
You voice it. And then you go and animate it.
Create it.
It sounded like she said bananamated. Like,
it should be called
I like that.
It had relations with a banana. Like, roll back that tape. I swear it sounded like she said bananimated.
It's been animated. So I guess if I didn't separate the words, it's bananimated.
I bet Blake could have that.
What a great film that would be. Maybe you stumbled upon an idea.
Everybody's bananas?
Yeah.
Everything just turns bananified?
Bananimated. Anyway, Pepe Le Pew.
Wow, man.
Weird bananimated. Dan laugh there.
And I think she really did say... It's been animated.
Yes,
she just said it really fast. So
did run together. Bananimated.
It's been
animated.
Like it's bananimated. Which is kind of like it's pretzels.
It's bananimated. T-ha-ha.
All right, one more time.
So Pepe Le Pew has been yanked from the movie or just cut on the cutting room floor. They did film it or put it together. I don't know how you do a cartoon. You film a cartoon? I don't know. No. Help me out, Julie. Dumb zone.
It's been animated. You film it.
You voice it. And then you go and animate it.
Create it.
It sounded like she said bananimated. Like,
should be called
I like that.
It had relations with a banana. Like, roll back that tape. I swear it sounded like she said bananimated.
It's been animated. So I guess if I didn't separate the words,
audio.
It's bananimated.
I bet Blake could have that.
What a great film that would be. Maybe you stumbled upon an idea.
Everybody's bananas?
Yeah.
Everything just turns bananified?
Bananimated. Anyway, Pepe Le Pew.
Wow, man.
Okay, Julie sounds high there.
Yeah.
It's bananimated.
Yeah, we've got to slow that one down. And I swear I've heard that as a drop already. So we have that isolated, don't we, Jer?
I don't.
Oh, okay.
So somebody might.
Maybe I'm just...
Maybe you're thinking about one of our other board ops.
Maybe Dave Mino has it somewhere that you don't know where it is. That's okay. I should have cleared that with you before.
Yeah.
All right, but there's Julie as candidate number one. Candidate number two, the show suffers from it from time to time, not listening to the show.
Been animated.
There it is. What's that, Julie?
Been animated.
It is been animated.
Yeah. All right, to candidate number two, this show has a big problem with it. Who is the worst offender on the hard line of not listening? It goes back and forth, both all three of them, Corby, Bob, Danny, all guilty of it. This time it's Danny.
He's kind of a fish out of water in the modern NBA.
Yeah, I mean, he's old now, and so it's. But I mean, just his career in general.
Yeah.
As he progressed, the NBA changed so much. It's almost like Roy Williams.
He was in no man's land, wasn't he?
Yeah.
In a lot of ways.
I was very skeptical on whether it would work, to be honest. Whether his game would translate really well to the NBA. And
it's kind of like the Roy Williams of basketball.
And it, yeah, okay. And it, you know, wait, it's, where it worked really well is his athleticism.
Wait. What? Am I not here?
Did you just say that?
Both of you didn't hear me?
No. I heard you, Corby.
No.
I was.
I didn't hear it.
Son of a bitch.
Maybe it was the other Roy Williams, the receiver. What? He was the coach. About the receiver, the coach.
Like,
we're talking about the
so
safety.
Anyway, put captions on. And
I just said that.
Yeah. But this is Stern Center, you see. I don't listen to you.
He wasn't listening either.
Right.
No, I wasn't. I was looking at his stats. No,
that's a great point, Bayless.
Well, you can't replay it because they cancel each other out.
That's it. That's
we'll replay it.
Your mom.
Yeah, they're talking about Blake Griffin. All right, all right.
That's really funny. They both missed it.
Yeah.
Corby had a funny line there, too. That's a great point, Bayless. Like, that's what Bob said.
All right. Let me roll the clock on this. Let's see just how many seconds
quick.
That is. I'm going to say it's like, I don't know, 7-8 seconds, something like that. Let's hear that one more time, just to the point.
He's kind of a
the,
fish out of water in the modern NBA. Yeah, I mean, he's old now, and so it's. But I mean, just his career in general.
Yeah.
As he progressed, the NBA changed so much. It's almost like Roy Williams.
He was in no man's land, wasn't he?
Yeah.
In a lot of ways.
I was very skeptical on whether it would work, to be honest. Whether his game would translate really well to the NBA, and
it's kind of like the Roy Williams of basketball.
And it, yeah, okay.
10 seconds you know, later. Danny with the Roy Williams, and maybe didn't hear him because he was talking at the same time, but
I think you detect very early that Bob is not listening to Corby, because there's a in the middle of Corby talking, Bob goes yeah.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Started over. You can, I think this is a yeah of okay, just
said something,
just be done
just
talking because I've got another point to make.
He's kind of a fish out of water in the modern NBA. Yeah, I mean, he's old now, and so it's. But I mean, just his career in general.
Yeah.
As he progressed, the NBA changed so much.
That is a disinterested example.
Right.
Move it along.
That's no a. I'm not listening said. To you. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Wow, that's uh-huh. pretty good. Way to go, Danny. You are candidate number two. Candidate number three. Now, this is something we deal with on this show. We had David Mino on for Bands of Your Life. We were dealing with a slight delay, which will happen from time to time, given the technology that we're using during this terrible pandemic. When we have a technical problem or some sort of delay problem, Junior and I, for the most part, try to advance the ball up the court.
Because we're professional.
We are professional broadcasters. Gordon's role on the show is to take the basketball when we throw it to him during a full court press, when we're under pressure here. And he will punt the basketball out of bounds. He loves audio chaos. He knows we're having problems. He does not try to help. He just tries to make it worse. And finally, we lost it and yelled at Gordon.
And I think the thing that bugs me the most about him is that they totally deny that they're trying to be Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, if they would just fess up to it, I think people could enjoy it more.
And
or I didn't mean to stop
kids,
the show.
I think they're.
I mean,
they started when
stop
they
stop it, Gordon. God dang it!
We have a little delay here working, and you're not making it better.
It's okay. Everything's great.
So we were yelling at Gordon, not you, Dave.
Yeah, you're fine.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yell
yeah.
at me. I'm used to it. I'm used to it.
David.
And he comes back in again. David, acting like he's really concerned, like we've lost. You knew he was there.
No, I was very concerned that we had lost
you
contact with him and that he was in some sort of danger and couldn't signal us.
You're so Tom Green. You're so, what, Dad? What? I don't understand.
I did it all for you.
I did it all for you, Dad. Golly.
Poor Mino, when he reveals something about his life, saying he's used to being yelled at.
Yeah, all of a sudden you brought up painful memories for Mino.
What's going on with those afternoon shows?
Okay, I'm not talking.
All right, so those are your three candidates, Julie, Danny, or Gordo. 888-787-3776.
1310.
David?
Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, morning, boys.
Morning.
Hey, it's me, Fake Mushmouth. Give me the female CEO for the win.
Okay. Man, that is the worst
Mushmouth ever.
Mushmouth.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Am I on your radio?
Unreal.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, neither I want to vote for Julie Dobbs, just, you know, and y'all have a happy vaccination. Love you.
No.
Okay, he's changed it. Happy vaccination. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins E-Break?
Tough one this week. I'm going to have to ride in George, though.
Four?
Well, no real reason. He just kind of pissed me off lately.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I got you. All right, thanks for the call, man. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Oh, hi, Musers.
Triple fake tiger.
Hey, you know what happened when the two bananas got together? They voted for Gordon.
That's confusing.
That is. I was thinking he was going for banana.
Yeah.
Maybe, but
maybe an undervote?
No.
Oh, no, he wants
overvote.
Gordon.
Okay.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the E-break?
Give me Danny Bayless.
Okay. That's not efficient the voting is here early in this process. Hi, you're on ticket AM, FM, and the stream.
Hey, y'all. I'm so blessed to be on the ticket this morning. Good morning.
Morning.
There goes efficiency.
Let me give you a quick prayer and we'll get that vote out. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Please.
What? You guys, he's praying.
Okay. In the E-break. Goodbye.
Help who win the E-break? Gordo?
Is it Gordon?
Okay.
I can't believe you guys talked over his prayer.
Sorry.
You shouldn't end a prayer with goodbye.
Paul,
say goodbye
in,
you say like amen or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe you're saying it to us.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Oh, yeah, I'd like to vote for Julie's Bananimation and Hooter Brown.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. America's favorite radio station.
Hi, is this AM ticket?
Yep.
Hey, I want to vote for the E-break, and I want to vote for Julie Dobbs. It's Country Music Saturday, and I'll hang up and listen.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You have the same cadence as Fake Natalie Maines.
Kind of,
I just want to vote for...
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Bananimated.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner.
All right.
Julie Dobbs.
So, Pepe Le Pew has been yanked from the movie or just cut on the cutting room floor. They did film it or put it together. I don't know how you do a cartoon. You film a cartoon? I don't know. Help me out, Julie. Dumb zone.
It's been animated. You don't film it.
You voice it. And then you go and animate it,
create it.
It sounded like she said bananimated. Like,
it should be called
I like that.
It had relations with a banana. Like, roll back that tape. I swear it sounded like she said bananimated.
It's been animated. So I guess if I didn't separate the words, it's bananimated.
I bet Blake could have that.
What a great film that would be. Maybe you've stumbled upon an idea.
Everybody's bananas?
Yeah.
Everything just turns bananified?
Bananimated. anyway, Pepe Le Pew, the skunk.
All right. By the end of the show, we've got to hear that slowed down, Jared.
Been animated.
How many wins is that for Jules?
Fifth win, 114 behind the goat, and I do mean that literally.
Okay.
He will eat anything.
He will eat anything.
All right, way to go, Julie, with win number 5. It's 808 on the ticket.